Please turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 8, 31 through 33. As you turn to Mark chapter 8, consider this question. How would you know whether you have submitted yourself to God's wisdom or whether you're still trusting and exalting your own wisdom? Everyone's born with a natural inclination to trust themselves. We're inclined to believe that we know what's best for ourselves. We prefer our own opinions, and we think that the way we view the world is right and good and true. Everyone's wisdom is esteemed in his own eyes from birth. And in this passage, Jesus reveals something of the danger behind trusting in one's own wisdom. Let's look at verse 31 in Mark 8. It reads, "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, 'Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.'" Verse 32 begins by saying, "And Jesus said this plainly." What was Jesus teaching his disciples in plain language that was easy to understand? Look at verse 31. "That the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." Jesus was explaining the gospel to his disciples. He was telling them in simple form what would happen in God's plan to save his people. The disciples must have been ecstatic, right? Hearing the gospel. Unfortunately, Peter's response tells us what at least one disciple thought of this great plan. Apparently, it was a plan that was rebuke-worthy. It was the kind of plan that, in Peter's mind, after being plainly vocalized for the first time, wasn't worthy of being spoken of again. In Peter's wisdom, this plan seemed like utter foolishness. But Jesus, knowing how to bring the perfect type of correction to any situation, responds with these words in verse 33. "Get behind me, Satan. You are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Jesus wisely cuts through Peter's rebuke and gets right to the heart of the issue. It's as if he's saying, "Peter, your problem right now is that you're not thinking like God. You're thinking like man. And your agenda is less like God's agenda and more like Satan's." In all of God's wisdom, God sent his Son to become a man just like us. And in all of God's great wisdom, he also found it wise to have his sinless Son actually suffer at the hands of sinful men just like us. And after 3 days to rise again. This was God's grand plan. This is what God came up with in all of his wisdom. Does that plan seem wise to you? If it does, then that's good news. Because Paul in 1 Corinthians says that this same message of the cross is foolishness to people who are perishing. But to those who are being saved, it's the power of God. If this plan of God seems ridiculous to you or too outlandish to be true, then it's evidence that you are in danger of suffering under God's wrath because you have not yet submitted to his wisdom. If this is you, then please submit yourself to God's wisdom this morning and stop trusting in your own foolishness. If you claim to have believed this message and that Jesus took your sins and suffered in your place, but you're actually right now content to live in a way that's contrary to that reality, then this is a wonderful time to remember what Jesus has actually done for you and to turn away from those sins that you're clinging to and to resolve instead to live in accordance with that profession of faith in Christ. Anyone who isn't willing to cast themselves on God's wisdom in the cross this morning, just please let the bread and juice pass by you. This time is a time for believers to remember the suffering of their Savior and to proclaim that as they take communion. So if that's not you this morning, then just don't take any. Whether you're a visitor or a member who has wholeheartedly embraced God's wisdom in the gospel, then take communion on your own when you're ready. Main come service, please.